Well, good evening, my friends. And first, I want to thank the Black History Forum for putting this thing together tonight. And as said before, in some of the functions we have attended, Black history is American history. And this is what we're all one. We're all together in this. And this is my first in this campaign, so I'm going to try to get the message out to the citizens. First, I would like to say I respect Mayor Tate. And when I was mayor in the 80s, he helped myself and the city council as our city attorney. He has served as mayor for 16 years. And Milton, I want to thank you for that service. But I think it's time for a change. A positive change for our changing community. My management style is different from my opponent. I am a hands-on leader, and I will be a hands-on mayor. I do ask for complete information, ask a lot of questions, and I am not afraid of controversy. I will be involved in all major meetings so I can hear it firsthand from citizens, business leaders, and staff, and then work with city council, who I have to work with and will work with. I am a business ally. We as a city need to work and be friendly with existing businesses who might want to expand or might want to remodel their businesses. We do not need to make it bureaucratic. This is Brenham, our city. We need to work with prospective companies that want to bring jobs to our city. We need both manufacturing and retail. If you do not have a good balance, and if you do not have enough jobs, then there's not enough money to support retail. You cannot have one without the other. There will be open communication, accountability, and transparency with our citizens, with our businesses, and all governing bodies in our community. My daddy always said, communication is the key to success, and he made it to the third grade. I'm a firm believer in this. As many of you know, I do not mince words. I say it like it is. Finally, I am taxpayer friendly. Sure, taxes were raised and lowered during my terms as mayor and county judge. There needs to be debt. But it has to be a balanced debt because the taxpayer is paying the bill. I think our debt for the size of our city is high. Do you know that almost 20 cents of the 51 cents you pay in property tax for the city of the $38 million? Now, that's 20 cents out of the 50 cents that basically means 38% of your city property tax goes to debt. And none of this debt was ever voter approved. It was done by certificates of obligation. I have been a successful leader because our citizens and our council members and county commissioners that work with me, I would never have been successful. Walter Schwartz and Buster Apple came in with me in the 80s. And then I had Henry Petty. And then as county commissioner, I had David Simpson. Boy, he kept me straight. And my best friend as a teacher was Willie Bennett. And my best friend at the city was Ethel Randall. And Judge Harrison, I think I and City Council appointed you the first African American as a municipal judge. And we were proud to do that, and you've done a good job. I want to make a difference. I would like to make a change, but we can only do it together. I would appreciate your vote and support. And more will come down the road. Thank you.